it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with a bit of an ownership special. And obviously, since the announcement that FSG were looking into partial or full ownership, investment, sale, however you want to phrase it, there's been lots of speculation, lots of stories about different levels of interest. So we thought we could have a little bit of a roundup and also a bit of a focus on one of the runners and riders. So in the second half of this podcast, you're going to hear Josh Sexton speaking to Mo Mountsey about Stephen Pagliuca, who is one of the rumoured names. So he's spoken to Mo about him and a little bit more about how he operates and how he runs sports teams, and find out a little bit more information about someone who could be a potential owner for Liverpool Football Club. But before all that, I'm joined by Dave Powell from the Liverpool Echo to talk about an article you wrote yesterday, Dave. Just a bit of a summary of where we're at right now and the suggestion that maybe FSG now are leaning more towards the idea of a strategic partner rather than an all-out sale. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that certainly from the people I've spoken to. I mean, this year I've been out to the US a couple of times, and through those kind of trips out, I've been able to just liaise and meet people from private equity and finance in the US and team ownership, etc. And got a fairly decent hold on how the landscape looks at present. I think it's important to say that if someone comes in with an offer, as you know, as the Athletic broke the story at the start of November, if someone comes in with an offer which is in excess of what FSG are looking for, and I'm told that $4 billion is kind of the point that someone have to come in to have a conversation,
right?
Even then, John Henry made his fortune as a commodities trader, so the notion being you buy cheap, you sell high. So does that apply to Liverpool? I'm sure if someone came in with a huge, huge offer, which exceeded expectation maybe, then you've got a serious decision to make. And given the fact they've got shareholders as well, you know, the other major partners in FSG, they would probably think, well, it's a no-brainer.